you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And in his recent CES devotional, Elder Russell M. Nelson and his wife, Wendy, encouraged millennials to think about what that title means and how they can live up to it. According to Elder Nelson, quote, a true millennial is one who was taught and did teach the gospel of Jesus Christ premortally and who made covenants with our Heavenly Father there about courageous things that you would do while here on the earth. So missionary work is a vital part of being an LDS millennial today, but member missionary work is something that we hear about over and over again because it's something we constantly need to be reminded of and to try our best in, but it's also oftentimes easier said than done. And Eric Jones is an Institute student living here in Utah, and he watched Elder Nelson's recent devotional and is here with us to share his thoughts on being a millennial and sharing the gospel with others. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So first, just overall, what were your thoughts on the devotional in general?
I did really enjoy the devotional because I felt that Elder Nelson was speaking directly to us as millennials. And I learned a lot of things that I had never thought about before, specifically about the thought of teaching or learning the gospel in the premortal life and being prepared to teach it here in the mortal life. I thought that was something really neat.
Yeah. And it's interesting that he also mentions, you know, everything we need to be successful in this life, we've already known at one point, we've already been taught, and we just sort of have to tap into that memory and draw closer to God to really figure out how to do that. So yeah, I agree. I was really surprised by that too. So Elder Nelson said in his talk that in order to be a true millennial, you need to have a testimony that you are an elect son or daughter of God and that you were created in his image. So how are you able to increase your testimony of that knowledge?
Well, I think for me, reading my scriptures and praying daily is something that strengthens my testimony of those things. As I read the scriptures, I'm reminded of my potential and my worth as a son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And as I pray with my Heavenly Father, the Spirit again testifies to me of these things, that I am the offspring of God, that I am communicating with a Father in heaven who loves me and who knows of my divine worth and potential. And this in turn helps me to share that with other people around me, mm-hmm. whether it's by word or through deed.
And I like that. I liked what you said, that you enjoy praying with God rather than just to God. I think a lot of the time people think prayer is just sort of this one way monologue rather than a dialogue. And
for sure.
And it's true. If you look at it as a conversation and you're quiet, you pay attention, you can receive a lot of revelation and receive a lot of knowledge about yourself and who you really are and what your relationship is like with God. So I like that. Thank you. So why do you think that knowing who you are as a child of God is a motivating fact to share the gospel with others?
Well, as I think about my own worth and potential as a son of God, I want other people to know that too. I don't know, just from watching my non-member friends or even those of my friends who are members of the church who have gone less active or inactive, I don't know. It seems like life isn't as easy or happy for them as it could be. And I think of those core values or beliefs that I have, that I am a son of God. And that just brings me a lot of peace. That brings me a lot of happiness knowing, that I come from a loving Heavenly Father, that he understands me perfectly because he is my Heavenly Father. Just like any good parent mm-hmm. would do for his child. They know their children. They comfort their children in times of need. And that's something that I desire for my friends who don't have that or don't feel that they have that, to let them know that they are loved by a divine being and that they do have worth and potential to become something great.
Yeah. And it seems like we're just opening their eyes and allowing them to open this lifeline of love to God. And I remember being in the MTC, I went on a mission and thinking, you know, we were learning about the premortal life and earth life and the second coming and all those things, the millennium. And I remember thinking, you know, if we're all going to get a chance to learn this someday, what's the point of doing missionary work now? And I sort of had this, you know, existential crisis where I was thinking, you know, what am I really doing here if everyone is going to get an equal chance to hear the gospel? And it was made very clear to me, like you said, when people know who they are, when people know that there is a God that loves them and that he has guidelines to help them live more successfully, it helps them to be happier sooner and it helps them to have peace sooner. So all we're, you know, really doing is sharing the gospel is helping people live happier quicker than they would if they waited until the millennium to hear the gospel. So I really like what you said. Thank you. Now, what experiences have you had in sharing the gospel with others?
You know, I actually got home from my mission about 7 or 8 months ago. And, you know, as I was preparing to get off my mission to come home, it was kind of hard. It's still been hard to
really
transition.
Hard.
It's not easy, but something that I learned as I was preparing to go home was that I'm not going to stop being a missionary, that even though I'm not going to be set apart as a full-time missionary anymore, I still have the responsibility and the privilege to share the gospel with those around me. And so mm-hmm. coming home, the Lord has blessed me actually with a lot of different opportunities to share the gospel with those in my family or with those of my friends or coworkers. And it's been a great experience to come home and know that my mission's not over, that it's still continuing, that it's still going, and that the Lord is still with me in that. That as I listen to the promptings of the Holy Ghost, that I'm guided to know what to do and what to say in certain situations throughout my day that can help uplift, encourage, or inspire others.
And that's kind of an intimidating thing for a lot of people to do, but how are you able to do that specifically?
Knowing that I'm a child of God and wanting to share that with others, that's the main thing I think that drives me to share the gospel,
mm-hmm.
is helping others recognize that potential and worth within themselves and knowing that they do have a Heavenly Father that loves and cares for them and that His Son, Jesus Christ, really did come to earth and sacrifice Himself for us that we could experience true and lasting joy. I know I've experienced that in my own life, and I want to share that with other people. I think that's the main thing that drives me, but there are still those instances where it's nerve-wracking to share your testimony with others or to share the gospel openly with a coworker or a friend who's not a member of the church. And I think the thing that really helps me in those instances is knowing that I've been blessed with the gift of the Holy Ghost, knowing that there's a member of the Godhead who is with me at all times as I live worthy of His companionship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great comfort to me and a great strength in those times of trial when it's nerve-wracking to share the gospel.
So do you just sort of flat out come out and say, hey, this is my testimony? Or how do you share the gospel, I guess, with other people? What are some maybe tips that you would give to someone else who thinks, oh, this is too hard, this is too scary for me to do?
I've tried to look for different ways of sharing the gospel,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's just through the way I live or whether it's sharing my testimony on social media with others.
Mm.
That's something that I actually learned on my mission was I had the opportunity to use Facebook as a missionary, and that really opened up my eyes to the power of social media.
Yeah.
So whether it's sharing a scripture or an inspirational photo on social media, that's another way that I've shared the gospel. Or in person, praying for missionary opportunities is huge for me personally that I've found. As I pray for those opportunities throughout the day, then the Lord blesses me with those opportunities to share the gospel. And sometimes it can be a little scary when they come because...
Right. Be careful what you pray for.
Yeah, right. they definitely come and those prayers are definitely answered. And
yeah.
I think with sharing my testimony, specifically what comes to mind is with my coworkers. I've had opportunities to share my testimony with coworkers. And it's just come in casual conversation.
Right.
Praying for those opportunities, and then the Lord opens the hearts of those that you come in contact with, and you just have an opportunity to share what you know, share what you believe, or share your experience.
Right. And you just want it to come up organically and come up in a way that can answer their questions and concerns rather than just be this super formal, forced conversation. Because it's just, it's a lot more comfortable and natural, because the gospel is a wonderful part of life that can add a lot. So it should come up in a good feeling type setting. So yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Eric, for being here and sharing your thoughts with us today.
No problem. Thank you again for having me.
Yeah. So if you happen to miss Elder Nelson's devotional, you can watch, read, or listen to the full devotional at mormonchannel.org or lds.org. And our quote of the day is from Elder Nelson's devotional, and he says, "I promise you that when you begin to catch even a glimpse of how your Heavenly Father sees you and what He is counting on you to do for Him, your life will never be the same." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.